Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal, and we're setting up Tukey Man. Hey. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to get into your story as soon as you get your guitar. You brought a guitar with you tonight?
Uh-huh. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to have a little high life music. We're going around the globe in our show tonight. So tell us about the first song you're going to play.
Oh, the first song I'm going to play is called We Will Survive.
And set it up. I'll talk about a little bit about the song.
Yeah, the song is about... I'm talking about actually borders, immigrations, and how the situation is right now, because I've been in Paris from Africa to here, and I like face it like I've been through immigration issues, and I see the whole world, what is happening right now. And the song is from my first album, Tukey. Tukey means travel, right. Travel, like traveling the world. So Tukey Man is a traveling man. Yeah.
Are you ready? You want to jump into it? Then I want to get into your history. You're relatively new to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
January, you told me?
Yeah. I came in January, but I used to, like, come back and forth, Paris and Chicago, until I have this immigration issue, like, 3 years ago, where I was stopped at O'Hare. And then, like, you know, I had to do some paperwork, and it's all done. It's all good right now. And talk about We Will Survive. It's a song, actually, we're working to form a bunch of musicians from different place of the world who lives in Chicago, so we can, like, record it and do a video and then donate it to an immigration organization.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we're working on it right now, and we have the producer. He's called Gro. He's at Old Town Folks.
Old Town School of Folk
Music.
He's
there. So we're looking forward, like, maybe before this summer to wrap this project.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Take it away. This is Tukey Man.
Okay. This song is for all the travelers, those who travel for love, those who travel for peace, those who travel for freedom, and those who travel just to survive. People want to go to any destination, some for the dreams, some for the seasons, some for the love, some for no reason. Some will leave, some will die, some will cry. Homesickness, where is a place we can all live together? Where is this love that we can share? No matter what they do to us, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they say to us, we will survive. No matter what they do to us, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they say to us, we will survive, and love will survive. It was so hard to come, but it was to get a paper. 4 in the morning, outside in this winter. Every time I come, they ask me for another paper. Paper, 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 curse all the paper. Well, these kids will play. Feel like we all the same. I know, you know, they know. The grass is greener. Where is a place we can all live together? Where is this love that we can share? No matter what they do to us, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they say to us, we will survive. No matter what they do to us, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they say to us, we will survive and love will survive. Cause money is nothing if you're not a good man. All the power means nothing if you're not a wise man. And we don't need this knowledge that destroys. Let's get together, together and dance. We will survive.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. It's Tukiman. So I was going to ask... The song's kind of self-explanatory, but give me a repertorial thing of what happens. Did this just happen in January? I mean, when did this happen?
Oh, this happened like when I was in Paris, because like I went to study audio engineering from Senegal, and I didn't like have at that time immigration issues because I was a student and I had all my paperwork done. But like going to like the immigration's office and see like you have to be there at 3 a.m. and have this line of people like in the winter, it was terrible. And I had to wait till 9, so you got served around 10 if you have to be there at least at 2 a.m.
And where was this at?
Paris, in France. So, like, and then, like, one day I went to Berlin to perform, and I was sitting in the airport, and I have this guitar riff. I was like, wow, and then just like I was just letting it out, like, you know.
Tell us a little about your history. You're from Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, start there. I mean, what did your family do? What was life like in Senegal? When did you leave Senegal?
Oh, I left Senegal in 2006. My pop passed away in 2003. May he rest in peace. And I grew up like with my mom like alone, and we faced a lot of difficulty in life that we overcome, obviously. And like music was a big place in my mind, because like I had this music on the radio stations. And
what kind of music?
It was all American music and English music, because my elders, like my brothers and cousins, they were listening to like Queens, Pink Floyd, Dire Straits, Tracy Chapman, and it was all in my head. I was just mumbling, like I couldn't even understand like what I was saying. I was like 8 years old, and I was like, dun, 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 all the time. And then, like growing up, I was like, oh, I have to figure out what they're saying. And I started learning English. And
that's how you learned English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you left in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you? This is a roundabout way of asking you how old you are now. How old were you in 2006?
Oh, I was what, like... Oh, 2006, I was like 23.
23?
Mm-hmm.
And so where was your next place? Where did you go to next?
Oh, from Senegal, I went to Paris.
You went to Paris.
Uh-huh. I went to Paris to study audio engineering, because I produce, I record, I mix, so I engineer. And it's a big place also in my life, because I just couldn't figure myself just like being a singer or instrument player.
Would you describe what you do? I know you have all kinds of influences, Afrobeat, hip-hop, mm-hmm. reggae. Is there high life in it also?
High life, what do you call high
life? Like African high life and stuff?
Like fella?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course, like the next song I was about to play is just like, I was like the Afro, it's like originally I was inspired by fella.
Yeah, I was going to ask about him too.
Yeah, but the thing is,
see, this
like,
is not even scripted. I just walked right in.
Yeah, yeah, because like I grew up listening to all these music, and for me, I was like, okay, I have to bring my touch. All this is inspiring, is the culture, but like as an artist, like you have to be you. So I've mixed it up my way.
Well, the reason we talk about Fela is the first song you did. I interviewed him like in 88.
Oh, my God.
He came to Chicago at the Riviera. And, wow. But my newspaper I worked for at the time, they sent me out to San Diego to preview the show. So
I'll
send you a copy of the story.
I'm on my way.
But, of course, you know about his using music as a political tool. And one of his things was, you know, music is the weapon of the future and stuff. Uh-huh. And then, you know, I remember at the Riviera here in Chicago, he had that huge band. He had like a huge group. You've got a band that you're going to be playing with. I'm getting off in Evanston.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a huge band like Fela did.
You are.
I'm trying, but you know, like as an independent artist, it's so hard. Like, you know, it's all about investing because it's hard to find the musicians, like, they are here, but you have to pay. And if you want to, like, as I have big dreams, they say, oh, Tuki, where you want to go with your dreams? You just stick to what you have. I'm like, no. So I want to have this huge band, like, where I have, like, the percussions, the dancers, the brass player, and the strings players and all that stuff. Like, that's yeah.
Well, I want to plug that. You will be with a full band 7 p.m. July 24th at Mason Park in Evanston.
Yep.
That's right?
Yes.
How big will your band be? Kind of give us a preview of that.
I think we're going to be six on stage. We have a drum, bass, and keyboard, and sax, and guitar, and percussion. And myself.
So you've only been here a few months. How'd you find these musicians?
Well, you know, like I'm motivated, like motivation, you know, like, yeah.
Is there a network? I mean, you go, are there other places?
Yeah, there's this bass player. He's a very interesting guy. He used to live in Germany. He played with a lot of great artists over there. Now he's living in Chicago. So, like a few years ago, I've met him. But, like, I was shy to ask him, like, because he's big. He's big. And I was like, how can I ask this guy to play for me? Like, me, Tuki, just little, you know? So I did. He was like, yeah, let me find you the right musician. So he's, like, the masterpiece of the band right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we gotta take a break. And then what's the song you're going to do when we come back?
So Natural.
So Natural. Mm-hmm. So Don't Go Away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
She got that smile brightening up my day. Those eyes with so much to say. Her voice brings my soul to life. Heaven only knows where she got this. So natural, so, so natural. Sophisticated and nothing artificial, yeah. So beautiful, she's so beautiful. Let me tell you that she can be duplicated. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so natural. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so natural. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so natural. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so, hey. Some African soul funky music. America's next top model, hey, got nothing on you. Hollywood finest woman, hey, got nothing on you. You already perfect, got nothing to prove. Take off all this makeup and reflect the truth. Come on, hear me. Yeah. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I am satisfied 'cause I can see no better. You are my sun, my moon in this life. You are my star, stay the way you are. I want to love you just the way you are, girl. You're so natural, so, so natural. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so natural. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so. Just be yourself, I love you the way you are. Just stay yourself, I love you the way you are. Just be yourself, I love you the way you are. Just be yourself, I love you the way you are. Stay true to yourself. You're beautiful the way you are. African woman, American, Arabian, all the woman. Stay true to yourself. You're beautiful where you are. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so, yeah. I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so. Everybody, African, I want to love you just the way you are. It's so natural, so, so.
Tukey man, Tukey means travel. So tell us about that song. You're going to be, will you be doing that? You have a full band gig, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. July 24th at Mason Park in Evanston.
Starlight Evanston, yeah.
Will you be covering that?
Yeah. So this song is about like people being who they are and just loving it. Like, and it was very, very, the way... Because I was to talk about African women's beauty, because like we in Africa you have all these news. It's not even known because people were bleaching their skin and doing a lot of stuff that like harmful to themselves. Like, you know, like they can get cancer. And I wanted to say like this song, just be yourself. Like, you know, if you don't want to have hair, just cut your hair. Or like, but just don't do like stuff, you know, that can, get you some damage in your system.
It's funny, we were talking about Fela, and I did glance at the story I wrote. I hadn't seen it in a while, but one of his big themes, at least when he talked to me, and this kind of is whether you answered that question, was about leading your life through truth.
Right. So it's all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Expressing yourself about truth, about who you are, like, you know, yeah, just do you, like, yeah, like we say here.
Yeah, right. So I want to continue with the travel theme.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much we can, you know, we're going to keep you on after the 10:30 news, but so you're in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Then where do you go? Then where'd you move to next? Was it New York or Chicago?
Oh, I wanted to go to New York, but it was so expensive.
Yeah.
So Chicago. And then I have family here.
You do have family here?
Yeah, I have sisters living here like since, 1987, you know, and yeah. And I was like, and I came here and I met nice people, good musicians, and I'm in Evanston. I've met a guy, African American. This is strange because we've met in a meeting where there's a audio engineering meeting in Chicago. So I met this guy. His name is Dennis Lewis. And then what happened is this guy, he had a studio, but he can't operate it. you know, he buys everything like top notch equipment. So yeah. I met him. He said, "Come to my studio." I went to see him, and then he said, "Oh, yeah, you can use the studio."
Okay, hold that. We're going to take a break for David Jennings in the news. Mm-hmm. And I want to segue into your Chicago experience with the studio, maybe some gigs, and then a couple more songs. You can play a couple more songs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we're with guitarist, multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
You can play more than guitar.
Tukiman. I can play keyboards. And I can play a little bit of bass and a little bit of percussion and a little bit of everything to produce music.
It's just interesting to me that you're a new... you must have visited Chicago before since you have family. Pick up the story before the news break. So the studio, you kind of fall into the studio, but it's not operating.
Dennis is a veteran from Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
So he likes music. He have like 3,000 vinyl. And all this studio equipment that he can't operate. And I was like, dude, why are you getting all this stuff, man? I just love it. And I think it was like maybe they were there waiting for me. So I came there and then polished everything, you know, rebuild the studio.
Rebuild it?
Me and him, actually, yeah. So, like, people started coming and asking me for music. It's good, right? Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing now, then?
Not right now, I'm doing less studio because, like, I was writing songs for people, like, hooks and producing their music. Like, I feel like I have very good songs that need to be known, so I'm all focused on myself right now.
And have you played any clubs? Have you checked into the club scene? And
oh, yeah. Yesterday night, I was at HVAC pub. I was in around Wrigley Field.
Oh, I don't even know.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett was last night.
Yeah, we got people from that concert.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The Parrot Heads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they enjoyed that.
Yeah, they did. Uh-huh. So where's this at? I don't even know where this is at.
That's on Clark. Right there next to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Where'd Dan Long go? Dan, have you been there? Have you been to this place? It's not the Nissan. So what's it called?
HVAC.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't been there.
No, I haven't been there either.
Yeah. And what about Wild Hair, any of that? Do you know those guys at the Wild Hair? They've been on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we're working on it. I have a great manager, Suzanne Harris, and I have people like Anna, Wright, and they're doing a great job trying to, you know, get me spotlights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the song you're going to do now. It's called Water?
Yeah. This song is a kind of a lullaby because, like, when we were kids and growing up in Africa, you know, we were right above the Sahara Desert, so it's not raining a lot. We have, like, 3 months of rains only, and it's all dry after that and dusty. So, like, kids there in, like, summer, the clouds become gray and dark, and all the kids smells that it's going to rain. They go out the street and sing this song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's a very evocative setup. That's really good.
Yeah.
So you took me to a place.
Thank you.
So, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. I really need to sit down and talk to you. But I wonder if you ever listen to me. I've been asking you so many times. It should be effortless and easy for you to take back some of your blazing suns. We'll take all your precious rain. No pain, just pure joy and rain. We'll take the joy of a pouring rain so this land can breathe again. So this land can breathe again. Mami ala may mando sumadunde failando. Mami ala may mando sumadunde failando. Mami ala may mando sumadunde failando. Mami ala may mando sumadunde. Grass is greener, this is true. There are no clouds, so I can see you, God. The wind blows so fast, I know my words reach you in water. That's all I ever ask. Mam ya la may mando sumadunde failando. Mam ya la may mando sumadunde failando. Mam ya la may mando sumadunde failando. Mam ya la may mando. What is life? And water should have no price. Why should anyone have to live without this precious liquid, so much better than gold? I used to play in a green yard, but now the grass is greener on the other side. And water, that's all I ever ask. Yeah, that's all I ever need. Mam yalla may mando sumadunde failando. Mam yalla may mando sumadunde. Mam yalla may yunda sumadunde failando. Mam yalla may mando sumadunde.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. That's,
have you recorded these? I think you told me on. I was emailing you. You have a CD out?
Yeah. I have CDs out. Like, that's on Spotify, iTunes. It was released in 2015. So this song I wrote with Anna.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She did a pretty good job in the studio, and then. Yeah, it's on my first album, and it's out there. Yeah, you can listen to it. It's not on, Pandora. I was trying to get it on Pandora, but it's on Spotify, iTunes, on all the stuff.
What's the name of the album?
Oh, Tuki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you go home much? I mean, do you go back to Africa? And
I was going back to Africa a lot when I could afford it, like when I was in Paris. I was going like two times a year, and since I like put out my album, the first album, and then I was into like promoting myself so much, and like I miss home right now.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, that's where I was going with that.
Like yeah.
You must have family there.
I have my mom still, and my sisters, cousins. You know, my memories, my childhood, and everything is there.
Sure. So when you travel and you haven't been around, and you come back in these intervals, these longer intervals, do you see new things? Are there things you didn't recognize before? How do you look at your homeland from a distance?
Oh, actually, I have a song called Chasing Dreams.
Uh-huh.
It's just like that question you're asking me, because like when my best friend passed, I wasn't there, and it was so terrible. And like my nephews, they grown men right now, and everything changed. Yeah, so, but the concept of like Tuki is just like, okay, go everywhere is home. Go live and become. So just like I feel like the world is home. So it's just like how people like depend like people you meet.
Well, you know, Tuki and travel. And we haven't done them in a while. We used to do some travel segments on this show, and I've written a lot about travel. I've done a couple travel books. But one of the things I like to talk about is the power of travel. Not only is meeting new people, but also challenging yourself and pushing yourself a little bit into new and different situations. What's that been like for you? Because you've traveled to a lot of different places and stuff.
Yeah.
So how do you grow? I guess my question, to make it succinct, is how do you grow as a traveler?
Okay. So far, I feel like in my generations, like, there's no lots of difference between places right now nowadays
because
of this globalization.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, everywhere you go, it's the same, like, routine of life. People work hard, try to survive. So, but beyond that, if you go farther and deeper, you can, like, find interesting, like, how, for example, in Italy, how they live in Venice, you know, or in Spain, or like here in America, like if you go in a country, I went to Mississippi, and I was like, wow, this is different.
What part of Mississippi did you go to?
We went to Pass Christian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Dennis is from there.
Okay.
And I visited his whole family and his story. It was quite interesting.
But yeah, you have to hold on also as things change, and like you said, with globalization, you really have to hold on to that root, that root of home, the meaning of home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like I'm into the meaning of living every day as like a new page, and like and everything becomes like a luggage with me. So far, so good. Like I want to go back and visit Senegal, but if it's not happening, it's not happening. I feel like I'm not going to stay here and stationary here in the States. I want to go, like, in South America, Australia, and see beyond.
In some of the notes I was reading with you, part of one of your cornerstones of travel was the freedom to love, live, and explore.
Yeah.
What's that like for you today in the United States that we're living in today?
Well, I feel like it's all the same story that's still going on since like years and years and years and years, because it's just like political and people, they need to divide to rule. And I feel like I've never faced problem like with people here, but if I turn on the TV, I feel like, oh, Tuki, don't go out.
That's how you feel.
Yeah. So I feel like, so in my understanding, I'm like, okay, this is all about, it's all tricks, you know, politician stuff to divide people, you know, because they want to make people believe, okay, the problem's coming from others, you know, and actually there's no problem. Like,
well, the immigration thing, your first song, that's worse than it's been.
Yeah. It's crazy, like, how, like, these kids being, like, what's happened just, like, few weeks ago, and it's still happening right now.
Detached,
like,
from their families.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah. So, again, I want to say that you have a full band gig show, 7 p.m., July 24th at Mason Park in Evanston. Do you have a website? Do you have anything else coming up after that?
We are updating my website, but I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Tukiman, T-U-K-K-I-M-A-N. So if you or Google, you're going to find a bunch of information about me.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some spots. You've got one more song you got for us?
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that after these commercial spots?
Okay.
Tukey Man, is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hate it right now. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hate it right now. Hate it right now. She said, don't be so boring. It's summertime, let's play. Let's party all the weekend, cause weekend's every day. Your boss ain't gonna fine you for having so much fun. And if he does, you're better off hanging in the sun. I gotta hate it right now. Hate it right now, hate it right now. Hate it right now, I gotta hate it right now. Hate it right now. Girl, take me to heaven, me a sinner. Start as me and cost the three course dinner. Make your body so calm, then shiver. Make me so winner. Gal, make me yam yiffy breakfast. Pretty lotion pan you, give you necklace. Love you down, make a lung feel breathless. Met you with 1,000 caresses, yeah. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hit it right now. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hit it right now. Met her out there touring. She say, come on, let's play. Let's party all the weekend. We top down all the way. The cops are gonna find you for parking on a day. And if he does, you better rough hanging in the sun. I gotta hit it right now. 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 She say, hey boy, right now I need a fix. Hold on, got me, I go lick you with a stick. I put a pump up in a matrix. I put a pump up in a matrix. She's so nasty, me like it. Young feet, sweet, educated, she crafted. Medical master degree and arty. Specialized brain surgery, let's party. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hit it right now. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hit it right now. I gotta hit it. She's looking my way, I think she's okay. I gotta hit it right now. Hey, I gotta hit it.
Tukey Man, you heard him here first on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Now, that's great. I mean, that's self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, this is the first time I play live this song.
Really?
Yeah, and I have to, like, we didn't play it with the band yet. So we're going to play it on the next show.
The one on, I'll plug it again, July 24th at
and
Mason Park.
Arranged, like, in the studio, like, a keyboard stuff.
Well, we talked a lot about Fela, and but we didn't really talk about, now I was listening to that, we didn't talk much about reggae or soca.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to Carnival in Trinidad once. It kind of, some of that reminded me of a soca thing.
Yeah.
So talk about those influences on you, reggae and maybe
Bob
soca.
Marley is like a prophet for me. He's like, I grew up listening to Bob Marley when I was a teenager and I was like a rebel, you know. And he was there for me, like guiding me. All these lyrics are such important in my life until now. Yeah.
So you grew up in learning about you in this hour. I mean, messages and songs had to be. We've talked about Fela and now Bob Marley. I mean,
yeah.
Really getting messages across in the songs is important to you.
It is very important. Like, as a musician, we are here for art, and art is to improve how human beings evolve so in peace, in culture, in positivity. So that's what I think.
In the time you've been in Chicago, living and then also visiting, have you picked up any Chicago influences? Obviously, have you gone to any blues clubs? Do you know of like the Chicago soul and R&B scene? You must know of Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield, yeah, very inspiring. But what I really like about Chicago is the youth, the hip-hop, and it's very interesting how I want to mix it into my music and make it like a mix between African, Afro, hip-hop, and beat all together, because this they have this sound, like this 808 sound that I really love. Like, yeah.
So how would you, I mean, earlier you were talking about having a big band. Mm-hmm. I mean, how, would you incorporate some of that into your big group?
Yeah. Because, like, I have my drummer. He's very sophisticated. He can play with drum machines and a drum set at the same time. We try to incorporate all that sound together.
I think it's fascinating. Did you move here in January? I'm just saying, you moved here in the dead of winter.
Yeah, I moved here officially in January. Yeah, it was so cold, man. I've never seen this in my life. Like, you know what? You go out at night, it's like it's all clear because of the snow, you know? I'm like, what the hell is this? So I decided not to go out. Luckily, I'm living in a house where I have the recording studio. So all I have to do is like wake up, have some coffee, get in the studio for like 3 months.
So you're very productive by living in Chicago. So tell us about your band, and then we'll wrap it up. So do you have names? Describe how many people, again, will be there in Evanston on the
24th. We have six. Okay. We have two musicians, like the drummer and the bass player from Cameroon.
Oh, okay.
And the percussionist is from Senegal. And Matt, the guitar player is from Chicago.
Percussionist from Senegal.
Yeah, he's from Senegal.
Did you meet him here, or is he from? Do you know him from home?
No, I met him here.
Yeah,
I met him here. He is cool. He's a very good guy.
Yeah, and so that will be at 7 p.m. July 24th.
Yeah, and I'm releasing the song "Hit It" next week, and it will be released in San Francisco on this coming Tuesday. Thursday. Sorry, I'm sorry. This coming Thursday, I will be in San Francisco for Apple today. They have this show for new talents, so I'm performing for Apple, and I will release this song.
Oh, and then the song will come out.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way people can get the song then? Just through the web and stuff?
Yeah, the song going to be in all the platforms, like, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Pandora.
Wow, it's quite a story.
Yeah, man, it's a dream. It's a long way coming from Africa, Europe, and America, and it's a journey also. So far, so good.
Why was it important for you to say Tookie Man travel is just really, really a key thing for you, right?
Yeah, because I really find myself into traveling. Because like if I go to different places, they inspire me.
Yeah,
new place always inspire me.
Everything new. Have you been to San Francisco before?
No, I'm so excited. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Are you go to City Lights Bookstore? That's a great little bookstore. North Beach is my favorite neighborhood. That's nice.
Okay.
That's where Jack Kerouac hung out before he did On the Road.
Oh.
Yeah, went down there.
Nice.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maybe when we get everything all fixed up here, you can come back with a band, like in the fall or something. You know, when we get.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to do that?
Deal, it's all deal, yeah.
Tookie Man, and it's 7 o'clock, July 24th at Mason Park in Evanston. Is there a charge for that?
No, it's free.